You remember we've been going in terms of the sequence of tefillah. We spoke about the stuff that you recite before Baruch Sha'amar. Last time we spoke about Baruch Sha'amar itself. After Baruch Sha'amar, the practice during Yemos HaChol is that we say Mizmar L'Soda. Right? We say Mizmar L'Soda. Why do you say Mizmar L'Soda? So apparently Mizmar L'Soda is a tremendous Shabbat that says in Shulchan Aruch, the end of Siman Nun Aleph, that you're supposed to say Mizmar L'Soda b'shir, right? You're supposed to like sing Mizmar L'Soda. You're supposed to sing the Mizmar L'Soda. Mizmar L'Soda, Yesh Omer b'negina, Shekla Shir Sassilius Lehibatel, Chutmi Mizmar L'Soda. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Halach Rav Shlomo is bothered by the kasha, how come we don't sing Mizmar L'Soda? In some of the elementary schools, after they actually they have a tilt. It's probably proper to sing it. Even in Breuers, though, where they have like a million in Hagim from like 1,000 years ago, they don't sing Mizmar L'Soda, it's taka difficult. Why is Mizmar L'Soda such a tremendous shevach? So the Midrash in Tehillim, in Perek Kuf, where Mizmar L'Soda is, says that all korbanos are going to be batal besides the korban todah, and all shiras are going to be batal besides mizmor l'soda. There's something special about the todah that won't be batal. Now, obviously, the idea is that tefillah is going to be batal l'asid lavo because we'll have no tzrachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of all of our needs. And the korbanos will be batal l'asid lavo because there'll be no chatayim. So you don't need korbanos. So all korbanos will be batal besides the mizmar, besides the korban todah. All shiros, all tefilos is going to be batal besides mizmar l'soda. That's what emerges. It could be that the reason why we say it right after Baruch Shema is because of the chashivas of the mizmar l'soda. Well, this is a little bit difficult. Are really korbanos going to be batal l'asid lavo? Don't we have as like one of the kari ha'emunah shizos hatar lo tiyem mechlefes? I don't in the VM in Yeshaya. That's talking about asid lavo. Yechezkel Hanavi in the Prakim Mem Vav Mem Zayin, he talks about the Bayashlish. He talks about Bimakriv Karbanos, right? The Yu Magishim, right? Mukdom, whatever Muzbach Lashmi, right? The Kohanim are going to be prepared to be Makriv Karbanos, right? So how can you say that there's no Karbanos asid lavo? So obviously, the pshat is that there's no korban yachetz because those are on chatoim. But the korbanos tzibur, the tamid, the korbanos lemoadim, those obviously you will have. Any korban that's not on a chet, you will have. Or yoledes, people still have babies in Yetzer Shana Lassad level, no? There's going to be no change, the Rambam writes. So that you, what's it called? You have to say the, so you'll bring korbanos. That's one pshat. I saw there's a contrast of Rav Avram Gervitz. He's like a Rav in Gateshead. He has a Sefer Ar Avram on Brachas. In the back of the Sefer, he has a contrast of Emunas Avram. His argument is that Rashi in Me'ila writes that the reason why a carbon, right, chatos shemesu ba'ilavos on Nisa, the carbon chatos that the, I ask people this, like in the Bechinas again, to Smith, no? It's like in Harias. So chatos reisim by laws on Nisa. Why? But there's a difference between the chatos yoch and the chatos tzibur. That's what the Gemara Navi says. Why is it chatos reisim by laws on Nisa? So there are different ways of understanding it, but Rashi Me'ila writes that the Misa is already the mechaper. So you don't need, right, a kapara. You don't need a carbon chatos after you die. Me'ila dafyot, Rashi says that. Reb Aaron points this out in his Shi'urim on Harias. So what that means, says Rabbi Gervitz, is azoi. I don't have to be makriv karbanis, la'asid lavai, because the chata'im that I did will be mechupar through my misa. But the karban toda, I'm going to have to be makriv. I'll have to be makriv the karban toda for a few reasons. Remember, one of the thing, b'chol ha'chaim yadu chasela, right? Birchas ha'goma and karban toda is the same. So when you're in the sakana, you make a bracha, right? When you go through a makom sakana, you make a birchas hagomel, and then you bring a karban todah. Certainly, if you die, it's not just like you're done. There's a tchias amesim, so you have to make a Birchas HaGomel, and you have to bring a carbon todah for that. That's one mahalach. So again, so the misa is mechaper for all other averis, but carbon todah you still have to bring. And there's, if anything, there's a chi of carbon todah because you're a mamish in the sakana in the sense of that you're dead and you might not wake up. The problem with this hoshtikl Torah that everything is mechupar with death is that the Gemara in Yuma writes that if you do a chait, Bisman has said, so she yet the moshir. Right? I have to write that I drank this amount of yayin nesach. I did this amount because maybe the Besen Shal Achor was going to come and change the shigurim. I remember one time my father asked Rav Chaim Kreis, or Sefrein Olavracha, that they say that the children of the Chafetz Chaim don't use the father's becher. Don't use the Zeta's becher because the Chafetz Chaim's becher doesn't have the Chazan HaShashir. So they say that the kids don't use the becher. Well, how do you do this? Like, Chafetz Chaim, Takan, Nuhar, Warren also. Right? What are they doing? So Rabbi Kreisworth answered, very sharp, he was Rav Mashigayin. He said, no, the Gemara in Yuma writes that if you do an affair, it's self-shiyat the lo shir, because maybe Bezdin Shal Acharav is going to come and be marbal hashirim, right? Maybe the Bezdin in Dar Y is going to say that there's a larger reveyas than there was in Dar X. So Taka, maybe in the Chafetz Chaim's Dar was a good shir, and the Chazanish came, and he's marbal on it. That's what Rabbi Kreisworth answered. It's very creative, mamish goyness. But isn't that Gemara against the Soyuzot? Because that Gemara says that, what's it called? That Gemara says that you have to write down the amount that you drank. That lechayra means that, well, asad love, are you going to bring a carbon? Right? Why else am I writing it down? So it happens if you medayak in Rashi there, in Yuma, Rashi writes, then sar shi'atol shi'ar, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built by Yamav, and you'll have to bring a carbon. It's not that you're going to die. If you die, taka, there's a kapara, like Rashi writes in Mi'ila. But the idea of Shara Shiyata no Shiyar is that maybe Binyan Habayis will be the Chayav, etc. So Mizmor Lasoda is a very beautiful thing. We discussed whether Karbonis will be brought in Asit Lavo. It's worth noting, by the way, that the Perisher of the Rebar Yokar on the Siddur writes that Mizmor Lasoda has 40 words connected the 40 lechems that are brought with the carbon taida. Mizmor Lasoda has 4 shemos of Hashem. There's Arba Tzrichim Lahodos, no? Chol HaChayim Yadu Chasela, Chavish Beis Hasum, Yardi Hayam, etc., 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 right? So that's the idea that we have to say Mizmor Lasoda. There's another Midrash in Tehillim that asks a kasha. It says Ivdos Hashem b'Simcha. There's another pasuk in Tehillim that says Ivdos Hashem b'Yira. The Midrash asks this kasha. So there are 3 answers that are given to this kasha. One answer is that Simcha is when you're during davening. When I'm middle of davening, I'm omen with fun of Yisbarach Shemo. So there's no greater simcha in the world, right? Lifnei Hashem, there's simcha, etc. It could be also that the Ibdos Hashem Begiras Bizman Hazed, the Goyim torture us, we suffer, but Asid Lavai is going to be besimcha because, right, there won't be Shiva Malchias. So therefore, it will all be besimcha. There's a 3rd Mahalach, though, that there's no stira between Yira and Simcha. Right? If anything, the fact that I'm scared of the Ribbono Shel Olam means that I really believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that Yira and the Simcha connect. I'm scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And that itself is Megala, that there is Simcha. Gilu B'Ra'ada is a tremendous Yisod. Did we say this over? That Rabbi Arlov Karlin once had a Talmud who was very close to him. So it's Erev Yom Kippurim, and he asks his Talmud, tell me, Kumata Yari Mimeni, right? You're scared of me? So he says, no, Rebbe, I know you love me so much. I'm not scared at all. And he keeps on pushing him, Kumata Yari Mimeni. Finally, he said, listen, I have one fear. My fear is that the ahavo that we have will dissipate over time. So he says, oh, that's the pshat. The pshat is that there's yira and ahavo that coexist. That could happen in 2 ways. It could be that the yira is maybe l'idei ahava, but the fact that I'm scared of Ribbono Shel Olam in the sense of I have ua, that's mevi de ahava. The Tanya has that at the beginning. There's also the ahava is mevi de gira, like Rav Aruch Cohen said, that you're worried that the ahava will dissipate. But there's no stira necessarily between yir and ahava. So the kasha, the midrash tehillim in Simon Kuf, we can for it. Okay, guys, have a great day.
Also,